Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline.
We'd like to welcome everybody to the show tonight. We're going to have a fun show, aren't we, Jacqueline?
Absolutely. If you can't have fun, why do it?
It's so funny because we just got through a full moon with Mercury retrograde, so nothing could go to completion. And guess what? Last day of this month, we get another full moon so we can finish up.
Absolutely.
How good is that?
It's really great how the cosmos seem to work sometimes.
Now, how did you feel about this last full moon?
Oh, under Aquarius. Oh, the drama. It's been interesting. It really has, not only with my clients, but other people personally around me. Sudden changes, sudden circumstances that are in their face. You know, it's kind of interesting because this month when I wrote the horoscopes, I've been doing this year little quotes at the top of them from different people.
Oh, nice. I love it.
This month I chose to quote my nephew because of, and it's framed towards the tone of the circumstances. And the way I thought of this, and when I looked at the full moon in Aquarius and the blue moon with this, because it's, you know, the blue moon's going to be in Pisces, so you've got this whole different energetic thing that's complementary to each other, but it's really interesting how that works with the Pisces energy. But I chose the quote from his speech at his high school graduation. And he said, fear is false evidence appearing real. And I thought that was extremely profound. And especially with the full moon, that you'll see these issues come up and this evidence of, what do I do about the circumstances? My fear is here. It's in my face. How do I walk through it? And here again, the blue moon turns around and says, by faith. And it really guides you that you know that things are going to change and shift. It, when it comes into those immediate things, do it with faith. Do it with your soul. And that's the summary of what I came up with for this month because of the blue moon.
I love it. Very, very profound. Well, tonight we have kind of an interesting chart going on, you know, because we do have a Pisces moon tonight.
Yes, absolutely.
It's going to be squaring Venus in the morning, isn't it?
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Absolutely.
So what do you advise?
You know, Venus is in Gemini. And what, you know, even with that, what I say about that is that Venus in Gemini gives you an opportunity to really communicate and express your what you love. And this square is going to be challenging that, to where it's saying, hey, you need to work it right. You need to speak out and really work it right. Be more flexible and more understanding than you normally are, because here again with the Pisces moon, the Pisces moon fills inner things. It doesn't fill outer things. It's all inner stuff that it fills. And so here again, it's drawing you back in within yourself, just like with the Leo sun at this point in time is going, everybody's being brought back to their soul. And here again, with that challenge, I would say to you, don't move quickly, but learn to ask more questions and learn to really walk through it and not make a decision until you have all the information is what I'm going to say with that square.
Especially with Mercury still retrograde for another 4 days.
Oh, yes, especially with that. Yay, Wednesday.
Yay, Wednesday. I hear that. I hear that. Yeah, there's always these things that are changing in the heavens, and they don't necessarily dictate. They just indicate, and that's what we love about this, is that it helps to guide us. And that's the beautiful thing about watching the planets move, you know, in an astrology chart and stuff, and how they're triggering events and helping to facilitate a change that ultimately is going to be for your greater good, no matter
Absolutely.
How it feels in the moment.
Absolutely.
yes. Well, we have a number of callers waiting for us today. And so we're going to be taking calls in just a minute. I wanted to go ahead and finish what you were going to say, Jacqueline. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, that's okay. What I'm saying is, you know, what I was trying to say with that was to say, yeah, the universe changes, and it changes for our betterment. And we have to find how it's going to better us. We have to find the advantage in the circumstances, no matter how painful or how difficult it is.
Exactly.
That's all I wanted to say.
Over the last 2.5 years, most people have been going through many different changes, okay, for a reason, because out of this is going
to
be incredible rebirthing, yes.
Absolutely, and I am so looking forward to it. 2014 can't come soon enough.
That's a long way away.
Oh, well, we're still going through that shift until then.
I know. Let's take our first caller. She's been holding on for over 20 minutes. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hey, it's Danielle.
Hey, Danielle. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. You?
I'm hanging in there. What are my choices?
Right.
So do you have a profound question for us tonight?
Well, what can you help me out with? Help me.
Okay. Just see what screams from the chart.
as far as relationships, though, I guess.
Okay. You
my
have
lover.
My lover. Okay. You have her birth information, don't you, Jacqueline?
I'm looking at it right now.
All right.
June 13th, right?
Yep.
Sweet young thing. Well, I like to start off by saying one thing that jumps out the chart to me, Danielle, and that is that it's very important for you to be looking to heal your heart more than to expect someone else to do it for you.
Okay.
As the sun is moving closer and closer to square your Chiron, and I know that you're helping other people to heal in different ways, you're involved in several spiritual studies as well as being a nutritionist, what I'm seeing here is that this is a time that you need to concentrate on what's going to help you to heal your heart the most. Not necessarily to go from the mental focus, but to go more from the center of your heart, your true heart's desire, and to kind of release perhaps some of the disappointments from your past in order to be able to move forward feeling more whole. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you see, Jacqueline?
And you know what I went directly to on this is the conjunction with the Mercury retrograde and her North Node retrograde.
Yep.
Okay. And it's in your 12th house, Danielle. And it's in Leo. And what that is a psychological change that is for your betterment. We were talking about how some things are difficult, but they're really rewarding for you. And I really think that you're doubting with fear this relationship. And I think you need to let it be and put it at a rest and not think about, not that I'm telling you to break up the relationship, but take a rest. Don't keep thinking about it. Don't keep working on it. Don't just kind of let it sit for a little bit and work with yourself. I agree with Aphrodite. This is an inner soul strength that's coming through. It's a finding of your own love. With this Venus coming over your Mercury, you can have a great revelation with truly the love of yourself. Okay, remember that you've got a Mercury in Cancer. You must love yourself all the way, consciously, subconsciously, and unconsciously before anybody else can love you, because you go to that depths of your soul of love. You have the Venus in Cancer. Okay, so you want the truest of love because of that. And the only way you're going to do that is, again, I go back to what Aphrodite said. Think about it and love yourself. Take a break from this relationship a little bit psychologically, okay?
Okay.
It's really for your betterment. And for the relationship's betterment. Believe me, this relationship will work a lot better if you do this. When you grow, he has to grow.
Right. I just feel there's nothing I can do. I'm just stuck.
No, work on yourself. Again, when you grow, he grows. When you change, the circumstances changes completely around you. So you, what I'm saying is that with this Mercury retrograde, it's telling you to go inward, go inside. That's the 12th house. That's the hidden house. That's the depths. So you have to go inside yourself to really find the truth and the love in this relationship. So there's nothing physically you can do out here. That's a fact. I agree. It's inside yourself that's going to make the change, that's going to make the relationship better.
How do I go about doing that? I don't know.
You need to find out what you love.
We talked a little bit about this yesterday, Danielle, and one of the things that I'm going to bring this to your attention one more time in a different way. We were talking about eating food, taking care of yourself, doing all the things that you know that you need to do to have wellness from your nutritional experience view, okay? Well, the same thing is true. If you're your best friend, okay, and you can connect with yourself on that level, if you had someone that was very close to your very best friend and they were going through exactly what you're going through now, what would you tell them? Because I think that that's going to help you to detach enough to find some new solutions or at least create some new steps you can take. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay.
You know, life is a process, not an event. I know you want to have a sudden epiphany here and everything just like kind of goes away and falls into place. I think we all want that. But I think for right now it's important to take the steps, especially with the Mercury retrograde, to take some steps to really appreciate who you are, what you've contributed already, not necessarily what you need to do tomorrow, but to take a look at the scales of justice in this relationship. How much you have given and bent over backwards and tried to accommodate and tried to go with the flow, to recognize your efforts and your sincerity, okay, and to appreciate that about you whether or not he does, okay, because then you're going to have greater inner confidence to deal with the situation more effectively, okay?
Okay.
Okay. We're glad that you called in, Danielle.
All right.
Keep us posted. Keep us posted.
All right.
We love you. Okay.
Love you too. Thanks.
All right.
Good
All right.
luck.
Bye. You know, and I was thinking, and if Danielle's still hearing this, you know, when you started talking about this and the health and nutrition situation, you know, she has a Mercury and Venus in Cancer. The only way that she really appreciates things is if she does them. And so here again, if she starts eating differently, if she starts exercising differently, setting routines that she's put aside for herself, I think that'll really help on a physical form.
Oh, she always does all that. I mean, she's always on bike rides, going hiking. She had a picture on Facebook today of this homemade chunky guacamole thing she made that she got from the natural market, the co-op. I mean, she does all that stuff. But as far as dealing with the emotional health of her situation, too, there needs to be a little bit of a transition in that direction for her because she's such a giver. And that's sometimes, again, to learn how to graciously receive and to have not so much the expectation, but to just know that you are going to be given good things, be open to receive those good things, that's one of the things that she needs to learn. And I've been trying to help her with that. Yes, I've been trying to help her with that.
That's good.
That's good.
Okay, yes, because they do. They have a tendency, her personality tendency is to help others and to be out with others. and to take herself as secondary, and it has to be primary now, and that's kind of foreign to her.
Exactly. So you're ready for the next one?
All right.
All right.
All righty then. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hi, girls. How are you?
Great. How you doing?
I'm still living out of the car.
I thought you were in a hotel. What happened to that?
No, they only paid for my brother and my ex-husband. They paid for 2 days each. That was it. They weren't going to pay for me to stay there for the next month or two. No, it was just a few days.
So what are you doing now?
Getting in the car talking to you.
Right. I mean, as far as the job market and stuff, have you had an opportunity to go to West Palm Beach and check out another area?
No, I just I called that insurance company, but they haven't called me back about that position I went on a few weeks ago. And, you know, I'm applying to everything else, different areas.
How did the interview go?
It went very well. And I even called back to find out if you made a decision yet, and I still haven't heard.
Now, where is that insurance company located?
That's right here in Boca Raton.
Okay. All right.
I mean, he seemed like he really wanted me when he called me back from last year. I can't believe he'd do that to me again.
Well, I agree with Aphrodite with that you're not in the right area to have the advantages that you should as far as work is concerned at this time. And really, I think you need to really look in another area as far as work. And I know you're back in your car, but here again, it's one day at a time, one foot in front of the other is what this is.
Mhm. Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to be patient, but you know, I mean, I'm exhausted from not sleeping well at night.
Yeah, I know. You got to be exhausted.
My ankles and legs are filling up with fluid.
Yeah.
And my family won't even call me back. It's just like, they don't know what to say. They don't know what to do.
Right.
I feel like I'm sort of stuck.
All I can tell you is you are much more compatible with West Palm Beach than you are in Boca, because West Palm Beach is a Scorpio city.
Mm-hmm.
So its energy complements all your Pisces stuff. And I just feel that you probably, it would be much easier, believe it or not, there than where you are.
Yeah.
I just think that there's so much limitation where you are. You've experienced disappointment and limitation where you are. So for you to stay there, to me, it seems like it's not probably the best choice.
Yeah.
And I know you have reasons to stay close to Boca, but Boca and West Palm are not that far apart. But there's a lot of difference in the energy of the city itself. Every city has two birthdays. It has a time that it's founded and a time that it's incorporated, okay? Now, when you're looking to relocate to a particular city or a job opportunity, you look at the incorporated chart because it has to do with business and finance and getting employed and making money, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the energy is just there are much better for you. And that's why I'm going to encourage you. I know that you're really exhausted and you've been going through one heck of a time here, but to take a deep breath and try and see if you can get connected up there. I don't care if you go to up there one day and go to a headhunter for a temporary job. There's much more commerce, there's much more going on there than there is in Boca. And even if you get into something temporary for now, it would get you out of the car.
Yeah, I mean, I spent 2 days up there in the shelter. I mean, I didn't drive around looking for a job, though.
But here again, I think that might be a really, I think you're holding yourself back. You had 2 days in a shelter to where at least you could have gotten a little bit of rest or a little bit of break. And I think that here again that you really should. I can't encourage that enough. I agree with Aphrodite that you really should check out West Palm Beach. I think you'll find a better reception for you there.
Okay. All right.
So if you can, go back to the shelter for a couple of days, get a good night's sleep, go to a couple of these agencies, even if it's for temporary hire, get something just to get you started. You know, and I think that that's really where you need to be right now, because obviously nobody's going to be coming in to save you. So you have to save yourself, and you have to do whatever you have to do to get yourself, at least to the point you can earn some money, put gas in the car, keep your phone on so you can get job opportunities calling you and get interviews. If you go to an agency, you go to one interview, and they find something that mirrors your experience or something they know you can do, even if it's temporary, it's better than this.
Okay.
All right. Well, keep us posted. Give us a call back and stuff. Let us know how you're doing.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Good luck.
Wow, really going through some tough times.
And she's not the only one. You know, it's amazing this time period of what's going on and the transitions that's going on in people's lives. Some real major radical changes, and I've seen them happening over the last few weeks, and it's just amazing. And one of the things that is great about it is that this Uranus and Aries can bring sudden changes that are beautiful, okay? So it not only brings the sudden changes that are bad, but also the beautiful changes. So here again, if you wait, something else will change, and it might be really great. And that's what I'm trying to get her to look. She needs to change her actions, and she will find that if she starts looking there, she will find a change that will be to her benefit there.
Exactly. Well, you ready for the next caller?
All right.
All righty then. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air. Hello?
73% of our customers would definitely recommend us to a family member or friend. This high level of recommendation.
Are you there?
Satisfied with our service. It means that they believe we're trustworthy enough to handle the thing you need.
This is the Illumination Station. Can I help you?
Friends are checking a mortgage for a first time home buyer.
I wonder where they went to.
I don't know. Well, we're going to have to drop them and go to the next person. I can't seem to connect with them. Are you there?
Well, call back.
Call back. Wow. That was strange. There was something going on in the background about being a first-time home buyer or something. I couldn't quite catch it, but let's take our next caller.
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you? Good evening. You're on the air. This is the Illumination Station. Hello? Are you there? Maybe there's something wrong with the technology.
I love Mercury retrograde.
This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air. Hello? Wow. Strange, but true. Call back. Wow.
Technology.
Try one more time, and if not, it might just be the module. Let's find out. Steve, this is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
Good.
What can we do for you tonight? Yeah, you sound a little garbled, but I can hear you.
I know.
Say again. Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great. We're happy you called. What can we do for you tonight?
I found out my birth time.
Yay.
Yeah. Wow. It's December 13th. 1953, at 10:05 a.m.
And where?
Utica, New York.
All righty then. We like having those specific birth times. How exciting.
I know, it is exciting. You know, I didn't know for 58 years.
And here you are, now you've been enlightened.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great. So what question did you have for us tonight?
What could you tell me about? I have a business. I wonder what you can tell me about. Yeah.
Now, where do you live now? Do you still live in Utica?
No, I live in Maryland. And I'm doing a craft show this weekend in New Jersey, and I have done terrible, even though there's 40 crafters here.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering what you could tell me about my business.
Well, what city in Maryland do you live in now?
Edgewater.
Take a look.
You do some kind of crafting business? Is that what you do?
Jewelry, yes.
Wow. You've got some beautiful trines and blessing lines with these Leo planets that are going through right now. They're complementing all your Sag stuff. So taking this on the road, because you have both your Mercury and your Venus in the 10th house of your business, okay, in your Maryland location.
Mm-hmm.
And this looks really like it could be good for you. You should make some very good contacts there.
Well, business has been terrible.
But this looks like a pretty good weekend for you to be doing it, though. You've got some nice trines and blessing lines backing you up a little bit.
It's not. I'm in New Jersey this weekend, and it's terrible.
So far?
Yeah.
Is it a two-day fair?
No, it's
yes.
No, it's,
yes.
I think Mercury is direct, and I think it's affecting that. And I think that this weekend's not the greatest, but I think the blessing lines will come next weekend.
Yeah.
Are you doing something next weekend?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, darn.
Well, the moon is squaring too. It doesn't help. But have you made any interesting contacts there, though? Have you made any contacts there?
What's that?
I said, have you made any important contacts there?
No, no.
Well, I would at least be looking for that because
No.
Are you still doing it tomorrow?
Yes.
Are you still?
Yes.
Okay. I would be looking for that tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay. And the reason because Mercury retrograde, you could meet somebody who next week they could call you and tell you about some other event or something else that's going to come out. I think something good is going to come out of this weekend.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yep. Now, where do you normally have your business? Do you actually have, like, a storefront?
No, at home.
At home.
And I do a lot of shows.
All right, so you basically do the circuit. Okay, all right. Well, you're a Sag.
Right.
You like to travel anyway.
I do like to travel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. And here again, I think that, you know, I think that you're down this week because it's a little bit more serious of a week than what it is. But I think your business is taking a shift and change here in the near future. I mean, you have several good things that are coming up over the next year for you that will really be to your benefit. Jupiter's going to conjunct your Jupiter, which is really going to make a nice shift and change. But that's still a little bit of ways away. And so I think you're right on the edge of some major changes that your business really needs to really benefit you. So I do like the creative work, and I think that right now what it's trying to get you to do is look inward and do more creative work.
Mm-hmm. When will you see that shift? When is that shift?
It's actually occurring now because Saturn is sitting on her Mars-Neptune conjunction. And does Saturn have healing powers?
Well, you know, I tried to do that today because I have Reiki too, but it didn't work.
Well, I think you're trying to work against the universe on this point in time and not allowing the universe to show you what it wants to show you about the circumstances. I agree with Aphrodite that there's a meaning or a reason that's very positive for you out of this weekend. But I think you're already made your judgment of what you want out of it this weekend, and it may not be what you want, is what I'm trying to say. Okay. It's a very good lesson for you, and I think that it's going to be great to your benefit. And I do agree with Aphrodite that the change has already started as far as your business is concerned, but it's not an overnight change. It's a long process, you know. So here again, you have a little bit more time before you're going to get to that end result.
Okay.
It's in an incubation, if you will.
So
you there you
know,
go.
I made my judgment about it. But it didn't work.
Say that
I didn't
again.
Hear what you
didn't
said.
Oh, I already made my judgment this weekend, like you said. But I was hoping for something more, but it didn't work.
There still may be something about it, maybe just another fair that you haven't heard of that's going to be happening, another event that you might do. I think something... some important information you're going to find out this weekend is going to serve you in the future.
Okay.
That's why you're there. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Okay.
And,
well, thank you so much.
We send you blessings.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye. Wow. You know, that, with that Jupiter in Gemini that she has, it's right now it's in trine to both Mars and Saturn, so in Libra. So I just have a feeling she might hear of another affair she hasn't done before. Maybe... I don't know if she uses different kinds of gemstones that have healing properties or what kind of metals she's using, or if she's using jute or hemp, which a lot of people are using. I just have a feeling that the healing qualities of what she's doing seem to be more important than the jewelry itself. Because people want to purchase things that have meaning right now. You know, there's so much fear, there's so much change and anxiety. People look at something, and if they know it has a certain healing property that's stood the test of time, they're more apt to pick that up and put that on.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But I think that something good is going to come out of this weekend. I hope she's going to call back next weekend and tell us we were right.
Yeah, you know, I do feel there's going to be something that could come out of this, but I think that it's something out of the blue that she doesn't expect. And that's what I want her to look at.
Exactly.
Be open to that. But sad can sometimes get very rigid with their judgments.
Yes, I know. Well, the caller that we couldn't get before looks like they're back. Let's see if we can access them this time.
All right.
Greetings, this is the Illumination Station. How can we help you? You're on the air. Hello? This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air. For some reason, that call is just not going through. Call back. Technology, isn't it wonderful?
Oh, you got to love it sometimes.
All right, we have someone else. Let me grab them and see what they need. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Is this Aphrodite North?
It certainly is.
I'm just listening. I was on last week. I don't have any questions.
Oh, so you just tuned in to see what we were talking about, did you? A little nosy, are you? That's okay.
I don't have a computer, so I have to listen by phone to the different shows.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Okay.
Yes.
Well, then I'll just keep you. I'll keep you on hold. How's that?
All righty.
That was cute.
I'm glad he's listening. That's a great thing.
Well, this is the Illumination Station. We're doing live astrology readings this evening. Our call-in number is 213-286-6741. And again, that's 213-286-6741. Jacqueline and I have been doing astrology for a long time, haven't we, Jacqueline?
Yeah, more than I want to count right now.
You and me both. But it's wonderful.
I have a great friend who does it with me.
The thing is, it's wonderful, though, to be able to do your passion. You know, that
Absolutely.
Is what I love. You know, I talk to so many people that have been in a situation where they have to find new jobs, and now they're looking to create their passion rather than stay where they weren't really happy, they weren't really, you know, productive in doing the things that they really wanted to do. They put their dream on hold because of practical concerns, and now they're in a situation where they can make a new decision. And I think that that's really good for a lot of people right now. I've seen a lot of people kind of over the last 2.5 years go through changes, and now they're doing something different, or they're going back to school for something different, and they're starting to get excited about their life again. And then I still have the people that are going through the changes right now, which is the hardest part, when you have to go through a change you don't necessarily orchestrate. But
and, you know, we all have changes that we don't in our life. There's nobody that can say that they can plan out their life perfectly and it's going to go that way. You know, there's a reason why you have the challenges. Without the challenge, you don't get the joy. If you don't know what's bad, then you won't know what's good. And life is a journey. And here, I think right now in the universe, it's saying, hey, you know, you can't conform. You have to be more towards who you are. You have to find your true joy. Every book that has ever been written by any millionaire or anybody who's been successful, follow your passion. And that is truly what everybody does. And even if you don't know what your passion is, you follow what is interesting to you at that time until the passion comes for something, because life is in a journey and it will help you along the way as long as you're following what brings you joy and happiness.
Well, you know, I come from a biker family. I'm the original biker bitch in my family, if you put it that way. And it's kind of funny because I remember one time talking to my brother, who I respect very, very much so. And I looked at him one day. He was getting ready to get on his bike. It was raining very lightly. And he has this rule, you know, it's crazy to get on the bike if it's already raining. But if it's not raining and it starts raining, that's another story. So I just looked at him and I said, you know, some say it's about the journey. Some say it's about the destination. But you and I both know it's always about the ride. And he just laughed and hugged me and took off.
It's a great
thing.
It is. It's always about the ride.
For many years, we did the Laconia Motorcycle Rally. My whole family, all my brothers and sisters, it would be our annual reunion. And we had such wonderful times and stuff. We had breakdowns, and we managed to pull it off. We had kits were taken out. We were working on bikes on the side of the road. We'd get to be pouring rain. We'd be getting, try to get the tarp up and everything else. But we always were glad we went, and because we shared so much, and we got a chance to just really be out in the wilderness and going to the rally, and sometimes just to change your zip code for a couple of days does so much for you.
Absolutely. And to take that break, because we're the routine of the modern age with all the technology and everything else that's going on, there's always something moving and going and always something that has to be addressed. And to stop and like the ride, to take a breath, to look around, to see the beauty of nature around you and be out of your environment that you're normally in, can really recharge your body.
And your mind, because then when you come back, you're refreshed. So you're not chewing on the same old stuff, you know. You have the ability to kind of like spit that out, start over.
Absolutely. Especially with the Virgos. Virgos tend to stay on things a pretty long time. They need to go do something else and come back to the problem later.
Well, we have another caller. Are you ready?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you? Hello, are you there? This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you? Oh, they're gone. They just disappeared instantly. Wow.
So interesting how that works.
All right, well, here's another one. Let's see if we can, I think it's the technology tonight. I don't know if it's their phones. I think it's something larger than that, but we'll see. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hello. Hi, how are you doing?
Great. How are you doing tonight?
I'm okay.
And how can we help you?
Well, I wanted to ask a relationship question.
All right, great.
What's your birthday?
11/18/84.
And do you know what time you were born?
Hey, I was born around 2 a.m.
In what city were you born?
All night, did you?
Daytona Beach, Florida.
Do you still live there now?
Yes.
Yes. Aha. Okay. And the person you're in a relationship with, what's their birthday?
August 15, 1987.
And what time were they born, do you know?
No, I don't.
Okay, what city were they born in?
Daytona Beach. Same city.
Wow, two natives in the same space.
In Florida.
Yeah, my old stomping grounds. Okay. Sound like you're a little frustrated about all this, are you?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I know.
It's complicated.
It's really complicated, and it's really tough. And when you look at the two charts, you know, you've got all that Scorpio, they've got all that Leo, and I tell you what, it makes for great passion, but you're both so fixed that it can be really tough to negotiate.
Mm-hmm. My specific question is, we're not actually in a relationship, a full-blown relationship. We used to be for about 6 months, 2 years ago, and now we're just starting to reconnect again. But the thing is, he's told me, you know, I asked if he was seeing someone, and he's told me that there was a female that he was just talking to. So, I mean, me thinking, no big deal, we're not in a full-blown relationship, we're just, you know, seeing each other and reconnecting here and there. But this girl is pregnant, so I'm wondering if this is his, if it's something he's not telling me, if this is his, if he has a baby on the way. And if so, how is this going to affect us moving forward?
Do you really want this relationship?
Yeah, I do.
This is not the ideal relationship. I'm going to tell you that. I think it's more of a lesson than a relationship that I would like to see you in. But if you want to take on the challenge, you're a Scorpio, you know, and you've got, you know, that Venus in Capricorn. I understand. I have friends who have that intense energy and really determination, okay? The only way, you're threading a needle is what you're doing. Okay. The only way that I can see this relationship ever working out is by being friends with him. Okay. He must become your best friend, and that's what you must create for this relationship ever to work. Okay. This is a challenging relationship no matter how you look at it. Okay. And it's really going to bring the two of you to the depths of your souls to really understand who you are because of the differences in your personalities. I understand what a charitable, loving individual you are, but the only way is to not anticipate the love and what the end result's going to be, but to develop that friendship with him. And that's what I'm going to say about it, and I'll hand it over to Aphrodite. I'm sure she'll have something different than that to say.
Well, because Mercury is retrograde in Leo, which rules the heart, for you to kind of come back in contact with this person is totally appropriate because they are a Leo. And again, there has been some love and some caring exchanged here. And I think that that in itself is very dear to you. I want to tell you, though, you have two major planets in Capricorn, okay, both Venus and mm-hmm. Jupiter. So there is part of you that wants that traditional relationship and a commitment, okay? And I know that. And Leos are great because they can be very, very loving. They're fixed fire. They can love you to the end of the earth. And what I do agree with Jacqueline about is that you are very different individuals. So because of that, you would have to maintain your individuality even if you were in a committed relationship. In other words, you would encourage each other to follow your respective goals without necessarily getting into that possessive attitude. Now, even if he has conceived a child with this person or he really loves this person a lot and cares about them because they're in the circumstance that they're in, it may or may not be the ideal mate for him. Okay? And sometimes these things happen. People come together to help each other. I wouldn't get ahead of yourself. I would accept what he said as the truth and don't dig any deeper unless you're ready for the truth, because I think he's going to tell it to you if you ask him.
Okay.
So I would kind of find out where his heart's at, appreciate where he's coming from, because I know you're very, very stressed out right now about this. But I still think that this is a good person, and you're a good person. Your integrity, your loving nature, the depth of your souls is all good. And so, as Jacqueline said, I would be his best friend. I work on the warmth and stuff like that. I'd see where his heart's at. Take it a little slow. Mercury's still retrograde to the 8th. It's still in its shadow until the blue moon, the last day of August this month. I would just take it slow and see where it goes so that you can make your determination. If you could respect each other's individuality and still be very committed to each other's goals without them having to be constantly intertwined, I think your relationship could work long term. Big time.
Okay. Do you feel that he still, like the first time around, he fell in love, we were falling in love, and he was ready to take that leap and I wasn't? And in these past 2 years, whatever he's been doing, that's none of my business, but I would like to know the truth instead of it slapping me in the face. But do you feel that he still has the same feelings for me as he had before?
Oh, the passion in this is so strong. You two will never forget each other.
That's for sure.
It's like two magnets coming together. Just it sings, you know. So I can understand how the two of you got together. Absolutely, there's such passion and caring with the two of you. Absolutely. But you're two different personalities. Remember that. You go back to
him. He's not going to think like you do. He's not going to feel things like you do. It's going to be very different from each other.
Wow. Okay.
But I'd see where it goes, because fixed water and fixed fire, together they can make some great steam.
Right.
And this person can be a lot of fun for you. And you know, you're quite brilliant, and I think he is too. And that's a wonderful thing, is you've got things going on. You're both full of surprises. But there's some pluses here. And I don't think you should just abandon the relationship because of some doubts that are creeping in. I think the closer that you get to him, the closer he's going to get to you, and some of these things are going to unfold naturally. And so it's important for you to deal with what's been going on with him over the last couple of years, just a circumstance or an episode at a time, rather than making a big judgment call right now. I don't think that's the way to go.
All right. So what you're saying is, as far as us being friends, that will develop a deeper relationship just to be his friend now?
Absolutely.
Yes.
This is slow and steady wins the race. This is the type of relationship you're getting in. It has to meld on a long-term basis. Okay. So the closer you two draw as friends, the better it is. You're looking for your best friend, but you're looking at something very romantic. And this guy has that romanticness to it. You have to develop the friendship to make it come out.
Okay.
And you have Virgo moon and Virgo rising in Daytona, and because of that, you're going to overanalyze and you're going to worry more than you need to. You worry about things that will never happen, don't you?
I am so worrisome. I mean, there's times where when I don't worry, I worry about why I'm not worrying.
I understand that. That's crazy, but I understand that.
Yeah.
Go clean something.
Right, yeah. My dad's girlfriend always tells me. She says, just find you something to do because you always worry all the time. I'm a worrier.
Exactly. You have a Virgo moon. It's a dual moon.
Well, I'm going to give you a little piece of advice. Every time you catch yourself worrying, okay, because worry to some people is almost like a form of prayer. So instead of just letting the worry fall back upon itself, every time you feel yourself getting anxious and worried and stuff, throw a little prayer, ask your guardian angel to step in, help them to give you a balanced view, you know, because I think if you change the ritual from worry to something more divine, it's going to be a lot better for you no matter what happens with this relationship.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you both.
You're welcome, love. Thanks for calling in.
Good luck. Good luck.
Thank
you. God bless.
You too.
What a sweetheart. Oh,
yeah.
Very, very intense energy there. All that, oh. I have seen Scorpio and Leo energy come together, and it is. It's like lightning. It's like 4th of July.
Yeah, it's like 4th of July. That's the way to put it. It's like 4th of July. That's a passion.
Yep. It can be very good. Again, it's hard sometimes, though, because you get to a certain point in your life, you want somebody to share some of your interests, maybe not all of them, and that kind of coming together, and they are very, very different people. If they could develop one passion together, I think that would be the tipping point.
Absolutely.
You know, and then they would have that one crazy glue issue to really work on, and everything else could diversify, and that probably would really make a nice long-term relationship that way.
Yes, yep. I'll agree there. That's a hard one, though. I mean, that's not one that I would recommend ever. Just have to put that in.
Okay, then. Are you ready for the next one? I think this is going to be our last one because we're getting close to the top of the hour here, but let me go ahead and grab this person. They've been on hold for a few minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi, my name's Dolly.
Hi, Dolly. How you doing?
Good. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And
where?
I
What's
am
your birthday?
January 18, 1989.
And do you know what time you were born?
9:36 p.m.
And you said you're from Pittsburgh, PA?
Yes.
You still
was
live
that AM or PM? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I live there.
And was that AM or PM?
PM.
And what questions did you have for us tonight?
Well, I feel like, actually, Aphrodite, I met you a few years ago when you lived in Roanoke, and that's how I listened to your show.
I am in Roanoke. Bill.
Okay, great.
Okay.
My question is that I feel like my Capricorn, I've been having a lot of mental, I'm working on my own mental issues and things like that, of self-love and things like that, but I'm ready to open myself up to intimacy with other people. But I've been attracting has been very, like, I'm looking for something more stable, but they've been very, like, flaky. But they've all been, like, earth and water signs, so I thought that would be some sort of stability for me. So I'm looking for, like, some sort of outlook on things that I need to do to, like, build that level of where I can attract someone that would be able to be intimate with me, like, spiritually, mentally, physically.
Okay. Well, this is not best cycle for you to really mate with someone on that level because there's so many planets that are still in Leo. I think that once we have the shift next month, when the planets go into Virgo, I think that the earth sign energy is going to complement you more as far as meeting someone where you will have a lot of mental connections, and you'll have a lot of experience connections, things of that nature. There's a lot of fixity in the heavens right now. The mutable energy in Gemini is forming more frustration than support. But I think once the planets start to move towards Virgo, the end of this month and next, I think that that's going to be a much better time for you to really put yourself out there. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. I took it on the opposite side of Venus going into Cancer and taking that couple month trek through Cancer and rebalancing love life is what I'm looking at. I think, you know, this month, I agree with Aphrodite. I would be looking at myself and nurturing myself this month. Next month looks like a better start because you have that opposition. And you can rebalance really that energy of yourself and really nurture yourself a little bit better. And I think through that, it will come out into the public, and I think you can attract an individual that you would like naturally.
And, like, the people that I've had on date now, I feel like it's been kind of like, you know, it's summertime and kind of hit or miss. So do you think that it's going to be, like, something completely new? But
yeah. You know, here again, I think you're attracting the water energy at this point in time more as a test. Are you really going to take somebody who's flaky and accept that just because you want a relationship, or are you going to wait for the right one? I think that's what you're really going for right now as far as the attitude of the planets around you, is that they're kind of testing you on that.
Now, Pluto, the planet of power, life, death, and rebirthing, is retrograde in Capricorn right now, honey, and it's going to go direct on the 18th of September. So I think beyond that point, some of the planets that are going to be in Virgo are going to be into your first house, which is going to allow you to present and to meet someone who that you can really talk to and that they can be imaginative but still very grounded. I just think that the energies there are going to serve you a little bit better. And as Jacqueline pointed out, we're going to have Venus in Cancer, which opposes you. So this person may also be someone who is compassionate, okay, and nurturing as well. At that point, Mars is also going to be in Scorpio, which complements your signs much better because you have so much in Capricorn.
Yeah.
So I think late September and early October is really going to be a much more dynamic time for you as far as finding a relationship that will really last because Saturn's also going into Scorpio, second week of October. So I just think that that's the timeline. I think you're preparing now. You're trying to get your feet wet. That's great. But I just think that, you know, wait it out. And like she said, put the energy into you right now. Be a little sure of who you are, what you're about. Revisit your own personal needs and desires because you've grown and changed a lot over the last year. And then be ready in the fall to really find something wonderful.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome, hon. I'm glad you called in.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Keep in touch. Let us know how it goes.
I will. Thanks.
I will. Thanks. All right. You're welcome. Well, we have a couple more callers, but I think we're at the top of the hour because I'm getting that I don't have anything on air. My stream is gone.
Okay. We are getting at the top of the hour.
Okay. So maybe we should tell people where they can find us to get a reading. They want to do it, you know, in a more detailed fashion. Go ahead.
You can call me at 772-286-2720.
And you can reach me at 540-400-0110. We both do full-time astrology work. We try and help everybody that comes to us to the nth degree. Every chart we do passes personally through our hands. And we're here to help you. We'll be here
Absolutely.
Next Saturday.
Absolutely.
Call in and have one profound question ready, and we'll do our best to help you through. God bless. Have a wonderful week.
60 seconds.
Happy Mercury direct.
Happy Mercury direct. Good night.
Good night. Good night.